America. Arbasol.
3 minutes past the hour, 9 o'clock, Saturday morning Coach's Corner coming your way here on KGYM on a little bit of an overcast, a little drizzly Saturday morning, but the rain is supposed to go away over the next few hours or so. And if you have some weekend plans, a lot of things going on. They got the big concert at Kinnick Stadium. They also have the Farmers Market After Dark coming up tonight. So lots of things going on. Get out there and enjoy it in the first big weekend as far as high school sports is concerned around the area and around the state. Speaking of that, the first Friday night of high school football last night. And let's take a look at the scoreboard from last night. The two games you heard here on KGYM, we were out at John Wall Field at Prairie as Washington tripped up Prairie 27-14. The third-rated Warriors get their first win of the year. The game you heard on 107.5 and 106.3 FM last night, it was City High knocking off Linmar 26-6. Also last night at Kingston Stadium, Pleasant Valley beat Jefferson 31-7. It was Xavier defeating Regina for the second consecutive year, this time 35-26. A big night for Malachi Wilson last night. Iowa City West defeated Southeast Polk big last night, 42-17 down at Trojan Field in Iowa City. Also last night, it was Union defeating Marion. They shut them out 35-0. Waterloo West defeated Dubuque Senior last night, 37-7. As long as Devin Moore stays healthy, Waterloo West is going to be a team to be reckoned with this year. Dubuque Hempstead over Davenport North, 42-20. It was Western Dubuque beating Wallert last night, 24-3. West Des Moines Valley all over Bentendorf last night, 49-13. And speculation, the first time a continuous clock was ever used in a football game against Bentendorf last night. And that is a rarity. Benton Community beat Olwine 49-6. It was Vinton Shelsburg over Center Point Urbana 33-15. Also in week one last night, West Delaware shut out Independence 48-0 in the Highway 20 battle. It was Cascade big over Maquoketa 47-20. Clear Creek Amana 23-8 winner over Mount Pleasant. Fairfield beat Williamsburg 25-22. It was Solon over Mount Vernon in the Highway 1 battle 26-21. Beckman doubled up Clayton Ridge 28-14. Monticello won the Cowbell. They beat Anamosa 38-34. It was Mid Prairie beating Louisa Muscatine 41-14. West Branch doubled up West Liberty 40-20. Albernette gets by North Cedar 14-6. Jessup squeaks by East Buchanan also 14-6. It was Maquoketa Valley shutting out Edco 26-0. Wilton beat Tipton last night 32-8. Highland all over Danville 61-6. Lisbon a big shutout win over Winfield Mountain Union 54-0. North Butler defeats Starmont 18-13. Northland over North Tama 42-6 last night. Belle Plaine defeated North Mahaska 38-6. And in eight-man football, Don Bosco beat Midland 52-14. They are number one in the state. Springville a big win again last night, 55-13 over Central City. Iowa Valley over HLV 57-34. And Lone Tree, a rare eight-man shutout. They topped Tri-County 66-0 last night. So those were the scores from week one from the area last night. Midwest League Baseball, Cedar Rapids keeps on rolling. They defeated Clinton 9-5. The magic number to clinch in the second half is down to 4. They'll try to shave another game off of that tonight when they take on Clinton at 6:30 over in Clinton. College volleyball last night, UNI got their season underway with a shutout over Miami of Ohio, 3-0. Mount Mercy took 2 last night, beating Bethel 3-0, beating Judson out of Illinois 3-2, and Iowa State beat Wichita State 3-0 last night. Zach Johnson, 2 under par 69 yesterday at Bethpage Black in the second round of the Barclays. He is at 142 right now, which is even par, and 8 shots behind Patrick Reed made the cut, and that will help the Ryder Cup points for Zach as he is still in the top 8 for the automatic qualifiers right now. The big event coming up today, besides a lot of JV football going on, cross country, the Prairie Invitational is underway, one of the big early season, maybe the biggest early season run. That involves Kennedy, Linmar, Marion, Xavier, Prairie, Iowa City West, all running over there. They got underway at 8:30 today. We'll take a break, come back, and we're going to talk some golf with you on the Saturday morning Coach's Corner, so stay with us. More to come right after this.
When you work with an independent insurance agent, you put the power of choice to work for you. Independent agents know several companies and their coverages, which means more options. And because companies like Lamar's Insurance Company use the independent agent system, you not only get quality insurance, you also save money. The independent insurance agent system. Discover the power of choice.
Call Millhiser Smith Agency today, your local Lamar's agent, or visit us online at millhisersmith.com to see how much you could save.
If you want to be successful at your job, you have to have an advantage. At Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com, our advantage is the hometown advantage. The advantage local people have when they work, where they live. Nobody connects them with local hometown employers better than we do. And nobody has a better selection of local job openings either. Jobs with that hometown advantage. Apply online today and put it to work for you. Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
What are you doing this summer? Driving cross country? Or maybe exploring a new city? No matter where you're headed, save big with Super 8 and Wyndham Rewards. Because right now, Wyndham Rewards members can save up to 25% on the best available rate at participating Super 8 hotels. Plus, complete 2 qualified stays by September 6th and you'll get $100 in Wyndham Rewards gift cards. Learn more at super8.com. Gift cards come in increments of $25 and expire October 16th. Limit 1 per stay.
If you can't count on your car, you can't count on getting anywhere, like work. That doesn't help you get ahead. But J.D. Buyrider can. They'll work out a monthly payment you can afford, and your vehicle will include a zero deductible, 36-month, 36,000-mile limited warranty, and oil changes for the life of your loan. Get a vehicle you can afford and depend on at J.D. Buyrider in Cedar Rapids. Ask for your Booster Club bonus, and they'll give you $250 towards your down payment, plus $250 to the Booster Club of your choice. J.D. Buyrider, 3837 First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids.
At the gym, we know good sportsmanship matters during a game and in life.
And we want to recognize good sports, like you, with KGYM's Community MVP.
So if your nonprofit group is holding an event to help folks around here, let us know.
Just go to KGYMradio.com, click on Community MVP, and give us all the details.
Because you deserve most valuable player status for doing something great.
And we want to help you get the word out.
KGYM's Community MVP, brought to you by Fairfax State Savings Bank.
Go like nothing irritates me more than snoring. Actually, change that. Nothing irritates me more than a person who ignores their snoring problem.
Well, tell them to get a Zepa. That's ZYPPAH.com.
Wait a minute. What are you talking about?
You said snoring irritates you. I'm telling you, get Zepa. That's ZYPPAH.com.
Here's the problem. Millions of people ignore their snoring problem. Snoring is just plain rude. It's disrespectful, and not doing anything about your snoring is wrong. I wonder how many guys have a bad love life because they snore.
That's why I'm telling you, get a Zepa. Go to ZYPPAH.com. Zepa's guaranteed to stop snoring.
Listen up, America. Snoring is rude. Ignoring it is not an option anymore. If you snore and you sleep with someone, it's probably messing up your love life, too. We're telling everyone who snores, get a Zepa.
Zepa's guaranteed to stop snoring with the patented snoring eliminator.
And if you act right now, not tomorrow, but right now, get free shipping. Go to Zepa.com and use the promotional code Mike and Mike. That's ZYPPAH.com.
11 past the hour, 9, back with you in the Saturday Morning Coach's Corner here on KGYM. Coming up later on, we have baseball action for you. At 11:30, it'll be the Twins and the Blue Jays on 107.5 FM. And then coming up later on, good baseball for you. The Royals and the Red Sox going at it tonight. And that will be at 5:30. Coming up, we'll have that on all three frequencies right here on KGYM. College football getting underway in earnest next weekend. One game tonight, North Dakota State and Charleston Southern are going to play a 1AA or FCS game to get the season underway tonight. So a chance to see the Bison tonight. With some local ties, if you will. And Cal got the season underway in Australia last night with a win over Hawaii. That's football. We're going to talk some golf right now. Bill Heffley joining us, the Linmar boys golf coach. And the Lions off to a terrific start for 2016, the early going as far as fall golf is concerned. And how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming down. And we got you. It worked out great because you got a tee time later on today.
That's right.
Get out there and
hopefully the rain's all gone.
You watch all those guys and help them out during the week, and you don't get a chance to play as much as you probably would like.
Not as much, but I get to play with a couple of our guys too. So
there you go. Not too bad. And Maybe a pop on the line, but nothing more than that.
No, can't
can't do that.
Nope.
Well, you got to be pleased with the way the Lions are playing in the early going this year.
Yeah, we've really played well. I tell the kids that is such a great start, and hopefully, you know, we continue this momentum. I know in the middle of the, especially coming out of summer, you know, they played a ton, and then continuing in the fall, it's really difficult. So, you know, I'm going to give them a lot of, I'm not going to make them qualify quite as much as I normally would, but yeah, we still need to do that, those things. But that's a lot of golf that they've been playing, and they've been playing really well.
Yeah, they have been, and that's the advantage of fall golf. You roll right from the summer into fall, and I know the coaches just love that. The kids love it, and it just makes for better golf.
It does, I can't understand why the other classes haven't, you know, decided to do that. But it is. It's perfect for us.
Yeah, it really is. And you're coming off a great meet the other night over at Jones. Flat-footed tie with Washington. You guys both shot 145, but you won the tiebreaker.
Yeah, I had five good scores. And, you know, that's the great thing about the four tournaments that we've played. We've had three different guys lead us. And so we're pretty deep. And that's a good thing to see. I mean, I'll talk about the guys later, but you know, that's the awesome thing about this group. I bet we have eight or nine that can play and contribute any given day. So
you're not going to worry about who those eight are, as long as know somebody's going to step up.
Yeah, I mean, we probably have three or four that are pretty solid and are going to be there every time. But yeah, those last two spots or one spot, there's probably nine or another five or six guys that could fill that.
Yeah. Well, year started off well up at the Meadows, a rainy day. But hey, if you win the tournament, you'll take rain any day, right?
That's right. I think, you know, and that's what I told the kids after the round, is that if you can battle through the, you know, because we had about an hour, hour and a half of pretty nasty weather. If you can battle through that and you kind of hold on and then it gets nicer, you're in way better shape than most of the guys that have kind of given up. So, and Jack Recker, I mean, that he was low in that tournament, and he plays really well. He's our number two right now, because Andrew Wood is just kind of played really, really good other than that tournament. So, I mean, he shot 77 in that tournament and wasn't, you know, probably finished fifth or sixth, but I mean, he's been close to medalist the next two, so.
Yeah, not too bad to start the season that way, but that's a very important tournament to do it in, because obviously it's a three-leg tournament, and you got to get off to a good start.
You do, and the one thing about the MVC and how we do it is it's the super meet and then two divisionals determine, you know, who finishes first, second, and honorable mention for our, you know, our award. So.
Yeah, you got to have grounds there if you're going to get to all conference.
Yeah,
and that's the way it's being done right now. And you guys, I know, are real happy. First time you won the Linn Mar Invitational out of Hunter's Ridge.
That's unbelievable. And I think in record fashion, in 293, I think, you know, from what I remember from the records, I don't know that we have busted 300 before, even out there, even back with, you know, Mark Gladson and those guys. And so 293 is really good golf score on a pretty tough golf course.
Well, and that, not only that, but beating Dowling and Waukee coming over was had to make the guys feel good.
Yeah, I mean, Dowling's obviously very good, and they're stroke average wise, they're leading the state. So beating them there, it was pretty good. Yeah.
Not too bad anyway, and a very good field again, and people like to come over and play Hunter's Ridge. Anyway.
Yeah, and that's been great, and I think they'll continue to be. I try to run that as best I can so that they really, really want to come over, and it's a great golf course, so that, you know, and once in a while, you know, not too long ago, we hosted state, so once in a while, we might do that, so they'd still want to do that.
Yeah, and helps out, and that was nice. The trophy is going to look good in the case at Linn Mar.
That's right, it will.
And the spoils of winning your own tournament anyway. But and then went to Glens Creek after that. It ended up a really solid third. Was still a good score.
Yeah, we shot 300. I'm looking at our 18 hole scores. You know, we shot 307 at the NBC meet, and it was nasty weather. We shot 293 at Hunter's Ridge, and then 300. So we're averaging 300 on the 18 hole meets, which are the big meets. And that's, I don't know that that's happened too often at Lemoore, and too often even in the Metro, but it's a good start to the season.
I mean, think about it. That's 475s, and that's pretty darn good for high school golf.
It is.
That's not too bad. Well, you mentioned you got a deep team. Kind of talk about the boys and how they're doing so far.
So Andrew Wood is he's just blossomed. Last year and a half it's been incredible to watch how he's kind of grown as a player. And he shot 68 at our invite. He shot 69 at the Wash invite over at Glings Creek. So he's capable of going low, and he's got a great golf swing. Jack Recker shot 74 in the bad weather at the NBC. Plays solid, and he'll be great for us. And then we got a bunch of guys: Drew Brandel, Cole Yearling, that are the younger guys. So those two were freshmen, were seniors. These guys are juniors that are going to still compete and continue to contribute. And then we've had we've kind of that it's going to be a rotating door kind of in that 5-6 range. But Ben Greif's been awesome, and he was our low at our 9-hole meet just on Thursday. So he's pretty solid in there. And then we got, like I said, three or four other guys that are going to compete for that 5th, 6th spot.
Yeah. And it's you kind of have the pecking order of the top three, and then you kind of have to just dial up who's going to be out there among the rest of the five.
Yeah, and that's the hard thing. A golf coach, it can be hard. I try to make it as easy as possible by pretty much making them qualify and scores. If I can take myself out of it as much as possible and not use what I think is who, maybe has a better swing or whatever, but scores are what matter in golf. So if they're producing, then that's who should be playing.
Yeah. Well, and you know what, even if they don't play in a particular varsity meet, they're going to have a chance to get there in the next one.
That is definitely key. And the one thing that kind of ruins that is the way we do the MVC. Mm-hmm. And because you'd like to take the guy that's playing really well, but if he played in the super meet and he doesn't have a chance, then if he doesn't play a divisional to make all conference. So those are some things that I think we need to discuss at the conference level. But it's what it is, and you can kind of distribute that differently and what you look at and how you play kids during the year.
Right. Yeah. You can not necessarily. You can be all state. But not in all conference.
Yes, you can. And unfortunately, Frank Limbaugh is going to be that.
Yep.
Didn't get to play in he was playing in a major junior tournament during the MVC tournament, and he won't have a chance to do that. That's the thing that I just don't quite understand, but it's the way it is.
Yeah. Well, then maybe we'll get that get it changed
at some point
in the near future anyway. What do you got coming up? It's a very compact season. You got a lot of meets.
Yeah, fall golf is quick. You start kind of in the early August, but you're pretty much done with tournaments by the end of September. So, then districts come and state comes. So it's really compact. We don't have a whole – and these 2 weeks have been probably the slowest weeks we're going to have because we had – just a 9-hole meet on Thursday, and then we have a 9-hole meet on Thursday this week. So this is probably the slowest time, but then it's going to just ramp up, and you're going to have a lot, probably 2 to even 3 tournaments during the week the rest of the time.
Yep, and the 2 other divisionals are coming up for you guys, and new divisions this year.
Yeah, new divisions and new sites. So, for us, we've played Finkbine a bunch, but that's our second one. But St. Andrews, and I love St. Andrews. It great greens, you know, tough, tight golf course, but our kids probably haven't played it a ton. And so that's one thing that you run into for any team in the NBC, wherever the division will be.
Yeah, and a little different look, but the kids get around, and you make sure that they are pointing in the right direction when they go and play around on their own.
Oh yeah, I definitely tell them, hey, you know, you got time this weekend. St. Andrews might not be a bad place to go play, and if they haven't played it a bunch, so they know, and they look at the schedule, they see it, and especially this group, they've been so good at practicing the whole year, from April on, but then getting stuff done during the season too.
Right, and they'll get out there and see it. About how many? What's the squad look like this year? How many you got out?
We have 25.
That's a good number.
Yep. And we fortunately, being at Hunter's Ridge, they kind of limit us to how much can be out there. So that's kind of why we kind of get to that number. We always keep at least 6 freshmen so that, you know, we have can field a team of freshmen. So that's one benefit of being out. And obviously at Hunter's Ridge, what a great facility that they've given us, the opportunity to practice and play out there. So that, I mean, appreciate that from Nate Severin and the owners. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's a great place because you can, you don't necessarily need to be on the course to get a lot of work done.
Oh yeah. I mean, great putting green, great chipping area, and then a decent, you know, good range. So all those things, we can work on those. We do have to share with Kirkwood and Mercy are out there, but somehow we make it work. So, mm-hmm. I mean, it's been great.
Yeah, and a tough golf course too.
and that's probably the best thing about it is that we have a tough golf course. And so when we go somewhere else, it's not, doesn't feel that different.
Yeah. And you're given the chance, you mentioned the freshmen, they get a chance to get out there. There's a pretty good JV schedule that's been put together. And tell you what, people think they hear JV, there's a lot of good golfers on those JV teams.
There are, you know, every year you'll have a team that has maybe 10 or 11 really good players. So you know that we only play 6 in the varsity level, so there's 4 or 5 that are pretty good even at the JV level. And that's a great thing, and especially all over the Metro. That's true. So, and all the coaches in the Metro do a great job of kind of getting those guys ready and having good practice times and playing.
Yeah, and you guys want to get them as many opportunities to get on the course as you can, whether it's JV, freshman meet. You're going to find a way to get them some playing time.
Right, and Denny Gettle's been great about doing that. He's kind of been the spearhead of getting a lot of other like little meets that maybe like a JV 18-hole meet and things like that. I can't appreciate him enough. What he's doing at Wash with, and Chris James, great, both of those guys working together. And obviously they have a great team. So that's, you know, I think that speaks volumes for what the NBC and especially the Metro is doing.
Mm-hmm. It's still good golf around here, like you said. Wash is terrific. Xavier's got good golfers. Everybody's got at least a couple good golfers.
That is correct. I mean, you go through all of them and you say, oh, you know, they could win. They could win. You know, it's all about maybe that third, fourth, fifth golfer turning in a pretty good score that could determine a meet from the Metro for sure.
Mm-hmm. Dubuque's got good golf this year, too.
They do. Both, I mean, I think Senior and Wallert and even and Hempstead, all pretty good and solid teams. And that can, we have Wallert in our district. So, I mean, I definitely think that's one that we're going to have to look out for. But really in golf, you just kind of take care of yourself and try to play the course, you know.
Yeah, you got to play the course. Yeah. That's the one thing they tell you. And with yourselves in Washington, State did split you guys up for the districts. And they're going to be going north. Most of the MVC teams are going to be going up to Pheasant Ridge, but you guys are going to Quad Cities again.
Yeah, we did Pheasant Ridge, I think, two years in a row, so now they've kind of split us off. And then, so we've been now at Palmer Hills last year and then this year. You know, I don't know a lot about the MAC schools and how they're doing, But I like our chances of trying to get to state.
Yeah, you're a MAC school for a day.
Yeah, it kind of looks like it. Us and Waller.
And Atumwa.
And Atumwa. Oh, yeah.
Atumwa always has a good team.
Yes, because, you know, they usually have two or three really good players. So, I mean, that'll be an interesting district as we go forward.
Now, is it still the same top teams out in Central Iowa that are the usuals?
I think it generally is. I think Valley and Dowling and Waukee kind of usually separate themselves. But Johnston, once in a while, has an individual or their team makes it to state. I haven't heard anything too much. I know, obviously, I'm from Ames. I know that they might not have as strong a squad as they've had in the past, but they once in a while will make it to state also.
Yeah, interesting. The state put Dowling, Valley, and Waukee all at the same site this year.
That will be interesting. You know, having both Dowling and Waukee over for our invite. I know that they're both very good teams, and then you throw in Valley, who's always good. It could be somebody might slide out of there.
Yeah, could be a dogfight.
Yeah, could be.
By the time all is said and done right there. And do you have an assistant coach helping you out?
Yes, yeah, Rob Shanstrom has been my assistant for the last 3 years. Great. He's been a great asset to our team. He will tell you. I'm not a great golfer, but he's a great coach. And he was my assistant for when I was coaching sophomore basketball, too. Now he's the head sophomore basketball coach. And I really appreciate everything he does. He's, you know, I always say that when we were coaching basketball, there's a bad cop and bad cop. But he's really good at golf and being more supportive. And I'm more the one, hey, this work. So we get along really well. He's getting a lot better in playing golf, too. So, in fact, that's who I'm going to play with there pretty soon.
There you go. And, yeah, that'll get him ready. And he's not he's a smart guy. He's got the assistant golf job. That's the plum job. And then
well, you would say that, but driving those freshmen and JV meets all the time, that takes up a lot of time, and he gives up a lot of that.
Yeah. He passes the time telling North Carolina stories.
He does.
He's if he's not the top North Carolina fan in Eastern Iowa, he's certainly one of the top three.
I definitely agree with that.
Yeah, even before Marcus got there.
Yeah, exactly. And it just even went higher.
Yeah, now probably one of the top three Utah Jazz fans.
Yeah, I haven't asked him about that, but I know he has a favorite pro team, but I don't know if it was Utah before now.
I think it's going to be Utah now. And I think a lot of people at Lindmar are going to be Utah Jazz fans after Marcus signed up there. But a lot of good things going on at school. You got construction still going on, and it's going to look nice when it's all done, I know.
It will. I mean, it's amazing how it's changed. There's just so many spaces for the kids to kind of hang out and collaborate, do things like that. And I was kind of skeptical, like, why are we doing this? But seeing the kids actually being in those spaces and doing things school-oriented, I think it's worked out really well, and it looks really cool from the outside.
Yeah, those look good. We're looking forward to seeing it over there. And yeah. Got a new AD as well, taking over for Scott. I think came down from Spencer, so yeah. New, fresh perspective here.
It is. David Brown's he's been awesome. I think he's really hands-on, and he's really kind of taken the role of what can I do for you as coaches. And, you know, it's been great for me. And he came out and helped a ton at the our invite. He didn't know what to expect. I think he doesn't, you know, exactly know what to expect from, you know, I think it was in Decorah and then Spencer and then here. So it's obviously 2,100 students. It's a lot different look than what he's experienced. But he's got all the skills that he needs to be very successful as an AD for our school.
Yeah, and of course Tanya is still there doing her great job.
And she's always awesome, and I can't leave without saying Peg Hansen, who's our athletic I shouldn't say secretary because she does everything, but assistant. She could be called an assistant athletic director. She does everything for both them and for all the coaches. Yeah, I mean, it's really, the transition hasn't been too difficult. We still, I mean, I miss Scott, but I know that David's going to do a great job.
Yeah, and Scott will be around,
I'm sure. I'm sure he will.
We'll see him in a few different athletic events. So,
that's right.
That'll be fun. State, hopefully, in the offing, and that's over in Central Iowa again this year at Tournament Club of Iowa.
Yeah, that is at TCI. You know, we played there 2 years ago. We know the golf course. There's even one. Ben Greif played there. So at least we have one guy that has experienced that. I think most of our kids have already played it. It's a good golf course, and it's good for us because it's a shot maker's course. You know, you have to play really solid golf.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there brings up a good point. You got a lot of bombers on the team. You got guys that hit it straight. Good iron players. Kind of what do you have?
Kind of a mix. You know, I'd say Ben and Jack don't maybe hit it as far, but they hit it pretty accurately. And then Cole Yearling and Andrew can bomb it and still hit it pretty accurately. Those two, I'd say, are the best golf swings I've seen on this team probably since Mark Gladson. So I really, really enjoy watching them and helping them. You know, I pretty much can stay out of the way other than, you know, helping with the yardages and things like that. So, you know, it's great to have those four. And then obviously the other two have been playing, or the other three or four that have been playing have been playing well too.
Yeah. And it's good to have all those changes too. That you can actually be on the course,
yeah.
And helping out the kids a little bit.
It is, you know, being able to speak to them until they get on the green. You know, I don't understand even that, but at least we do get to do those things. You know, we can help out on a par three and tell the next kid, oh, he hit seven and it was 165 yards or whatever. Mm-hmm. That can help them just be a little more confident.
Yeah, and it makes play go quicker, too.
It does.
Makes play.
They were worried that it wasn't, and I said, no, it's going to speed up play.
Yep. Going to be the other way. So that's the big help right there. Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of good things going. Keep up the great season over there, Bill, and have a good golf round today.
I will try to do that, and I just say hi to my wife and kids, probably listening.
Yeah.
And you know, say thanks again for having me on.
You bet. And always great to talk golf. And it's a good year. And hopefully get a lot of good Metro representation over there for the state
tournament. I'm sure we will. Yeah. If it's not us, there's going to be some good schools from the MVC make it over there. So. Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks, Bill. Appreciate it.
No problem.
All right. We'll take a break, come back, have more of the Coach's Corner. So stay with us. More to come right after this.
If you're not a fan of change, well, that makes you pretty much like everybody else. But stuff's going to happen. New car, new house, new baby, maybe a new driver in the family. You have enough on your plate, so let your person take care of the insurance part. Just call or email. Let them know what's new and what's up, and they'll handle it. Nice. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com.
You know that Airgas USA, LLC, is one of the nation's leading suppliers of industrial, medical, and specialty gases. But did you know we also carry welding and safety supplies, hardware and tools, and offer MRO products and services to industrial and commercial vendors? We do, and we have a location right here in Cedar Rapids, on C Avenue Northeast. So the bottom line, Airgas USA, LLC, has gas, welding, and safety supplies. We're 30 years strong and getting stronger. See us at airgas.com.
America, it's time for some straight talk. VHS tapes are never coming back. It's still polite to hold a door open for a woman, and we don't think you should ever have to pay for data overages on your wireless plan. Now, Straight Talk Wireless offers a new unlimited plan with more high-speed data than ever. I'm talking double your data for just 10 bucks more with no contract and no mystery fees. That's 10 gigs to stream more video, more music, and browse more of whatever it is you browse. All on America's largest, most dependable networks. Come on!
It's time to kiss those annoying data overages goodbye. It's time to ask yourself, why haven't I switched? It's time for Straight Talk Wireless. Unlimited plans starting at $45 a month with the first 5 gigs at high speed, then 2G, or get 10 gigs for just 10 bucks more. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
After high-speed data, speeds reduced to 2G where streaming and audio may be affected. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Back with you in the Coach's Corner, 938 here in KGYM. I want to thank Bill Heffley, the Linmar Boys Golf Coach, for stopping by here today. We've got baseball coming up at 1130 with the Twins and the Toronto Blue Jays, also coming up later on at 530, Major League Baseball from ESPN. Coming your way as well right here on KGYM. Sunday night baseball game as well coming up tomorrow at 6 o'clock. Next week, no Thursday night high school football, but we do have a pair of games on Friday night and Dandies for you. Non-district play coming up on this Friday evening. Both games hopefully getting underway at 7 o'clock. On 1600 AM and 107.5 FM, it will be Cedar Rapids Kennedy and Cedar Rapids Washington from Kingston Stadium. And then on 106.3 FM, it will be the big showdown between Solon and Iowa City Regina. Solon with a win over Mount Vernon last night. Regina falling to 3A number 2, Cedar Rapids Xavier. Regina facing 0-2 possibility for the first time in a long time. So a lot on the line for that one, and those two teams get together pretty much every year in football. Solon and Regina, Kennedy and Wash, pair of great rivalries coming up next Friday night for you right here on KGYM. We're going to get you back to ESPN programming now. Dari and Mel in progress. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll talk to you again next Saturday morning on the Coach's Corner at 9 o'clock right here on KGYM.
The guy that most needs a big season now.
Anytime your owner stays.